97.7 EXT, Stacks at Sunrise. It's 5 days of Bell. All week long, we're joined by the one and only William Bell, the original Soul Man.
That sounds good. I feel like that, too.
I feel good. Well, that song, Soul Man, by Sam and Dave, was covered by James Brown band member Sweet Charles Sherrill in 1974 for his debut solo album. Then Jake and Elwood Blues did it on SNL, and it became part of the Blues Brothers movie. What do you think of that movie?
Oh, we loved it. I mean, that was the first inkling of realizing that there were other entities besides people in Memphis and surrounding areas that were influenced by the Memphis sound and the music. We did that tour in Europe early on, but we didn't know that we had branched out, so to speak, with the music and with people loving it so much. And with that, when that movie came out, it was just great, and it was wonderful to see some of the participants like Stephen Duck and Willie Hall and all involved in the movie.
You get a chance to be on set or anything like that?
I didn't personally, but they did. And, you know, of course, coming home, that was all the talk, and we just did this movie with, you know. So it was just good to have the gratification of knowing that we were creating something that other people were into. So,
yeah.
And it was crossing over, as they would call it back then, because there was a black radio and then there was a white radio during that time. But our music was more or less crossing over, as we called it back then. So with both entities listening to it.
Love it. Stax Records suffered a decline in the early 70s, went bankrupt by 76, but they slowly started coming back, and in 1991 released the complete Stax Volt singles, 1959 to 1968 box set. Volume 2 and 3 came out in 93 and 94. Were you involved? Did you have any input or say in those sets?
A little bit, yeah. They would call and ask, what do you think your favorite songs would be for this particular set? And then they would, the liner note writers would call and get information on you. And so we had a little bit of input, but more or less it was the ones that had control of the masters who made the final decision.
Now, the newest edition, Volume 4, Rarities and the Best of the Rest, dives deep into the Stax archive. 6 CDs spanning the heyday of the Memphis label from the early 60s through the mid-70s, which you were a huge part of. You have 3 songs on Disc 2. Tell us about this one you did with Judy Clay called Levitus. I love this song here. And Judy Clay, she was just amazing. Tell us a little bit about Judy as well.
This song was one that we did during one of the sessions that Judy and I did at for Stax. She was just a fantastic lady, a fantastic singer. Her voice was just, I call it velvet butter. So it's like, and I was aware of her with her days with Billy Vera and all that, like Storybook Children and all that for Atlantic. But it was weird about when we came together to do Levitus, and we also did a version of Private Number, which was written for her by me and Booker. But they made it into a duo to compete with Marvin and Tammy from Motown, because we were competitively with Motown at the time, too. So, friendly competition. But that particular song is one that we did after recording Private Number, and that was received so well. And so Booker and I did, I think, 3 other songs, in which Levitus is one of them.
Just come together really quickly. How did this one come about?
Pretty easy. We had Judy in the studio, and we were working on it and everything, and we would also kind of bounce, you know, the vocals back and forth, and so our harmonies were good. It was a little bit different from the private number, because I did the whole song for Judy because she had to go back to New York for some business. And so they said, we'll cut the track and you do the whole song and we'll send it up to Atlantic Records and so they can put Judy on it. And so we were never in the studio recording together on private number. Hmm. So it was kind of strange because back then, you know, you didn't have a lot of overdubbing choices. You only had so many tracks. But we made it work, and I recorded the entire song and the choruses and everything on it, sent it up to her, and somebody, I think it was Jerry Wexler, somebody, Armet, had the idea that this would be a great song to be in competition with the Motown duet. So they put Judy on the chorus and on the second verse and then on the chorus and ad-libbing out and made it work. And we had a monster hit, one of the first hits that went on the charts for the pop charts for Stax.
Well, we're going to take people back. 1968, this great one, Mr. William Bell on Stax's Sunrise with Judy Clay on Loveitis.